Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's our last show of January already.
I can't believe that. You're lying to me.
Well, speaking of things I can't believe I haven't gotten last week's challenge yet.
In which I said, start with the word mysterious. Change one letter to an M, and you can spell a six-letter word and a four-letter word that are each associated with a hair salon. What are the words? Well, if you change the Y to an M, you can spell moose and trim.
Bah.
All right, Ian, on January 25th, 1937, the radio serial The Guiding Light debuted on NBC Radio. Originally broadcast as 15-minute episodes, the show transferred to CBS Radio in 1947 before transferring to television 5 years later. It ran on CBS until September of 2009 when, after 2,500 radio episodes and over 18,000 television episodes, The Guiding Light was canceled. It is, as of this recording, the longest-running drama in television history. To commemorate The Guiding Light's longevity, this week our questions are about lights.
Okay.
The Monhegan Light, the Mount Desert Light, and the Portland Headlight are three of the 57 active lighthouses identified by the U.S. Coast Guard in what New England state?
I will say Maine.
And you will say the right thing. And the Portland Headlight was the first lighthouse completed in the U.S. after we gained independence from Britain.
Wow.
Referencing a 1972 hit song by Vicki Lawrence, Julia Sugarbaker, played by Dixie Carter, says in a 1986 episode of Designing Women, quote, "And that, just so you will know, and your children will someday know, was the night the lights went out in what state?"
I don't know.
This is going to sort of give it away, but Designing Women takes place in Atlanta. So the title of the 1972 song is The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. An 1854 poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson about a group of soldiers fighting in the Battle of Balaclava during the Crimean War begins, "Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the Valley of Death rode the 600." By what title do we know this poem?
The Charge of the Light Brigade.
Doesn't know the night the lights went out in Georgia, but he can get the Charge of the Light Brigade right off the top. We're all right. The phenomenon known as the aurora borealis is often referred to as the northern lights. What is the scientific name for the corresponding phenomenon often called the southern lights, a name which evokes a country in the southern hemisphere?
It's aurora australis.
It's called the aurora australis. And the term aurora borealis was coined by Galileo in 1619. He combined the name of the goddess of dawn and the Greek name for the north wind. And finally, police officer William Potts designed the first one using three colors in 1917, and in 1920 he designed the first one that worked in four directions, which was installed at the intersection of Woodward and Michigan Avenues in Detroit. What devices did William Potts design?
Traffic light?
Traffic lights is right. Well, the light was pretty bright around Ian's head today. He went 4 for 5. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, some background on Georgia, and this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase light bulb. Change one letter to an F, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 9-letter word for a thing that takes place in a ring. What is the word?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.